Yeah.
Are we live?
We're live.
Finally?
Dude, it's working.
Yeah.
Dude.
Hour and a half?
It's taken an hour and a half to set up the audio. No, that's just today. We tried to record last week, too, and that was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, it sounded good.
Yeah, except the echo.
Until you replayed it.
Yeah, exactly. Until you know, play it in the echo chamber, and if, you know, there's like 17,000 people in the fucking thing.
Makes up for me not talking, though. It sounded like I was actually talking.
It does. It's like having a bunch of boring fucking guest hosts alongside.
Thank you.
But I'm happy that it's working, but we got all this fancy fucking equipment, and we're too stupid to operate it. So it's kind of, you know,
we get a producer like we had on the last show?
We might need a producer. We might need someone, but we'll see. There is a guest allegedly joining us later in the show, Mick, who is a producer extraordinaire, so maybe he can help us with some fucking tips on how to make this work week after week. But
sounds
anyway,
good.
Welcome to episode one of Socially Awkward. I am your host, Elvin. How are you?
Did you forget your name?
I forgot my name there for a second. I didn't know what alias to go by. I'm just going to go by my true identity. I'm with my boy, JD. What's your true identity? Is that your identity?
Yeah.
That's what we're going
Jim.
With?
Jim. JD. Right.
JD, Jim. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, man?
It's been a long fucking day trying to get this shit going, but we're here. It's, what is it? It's 4:21. Did you know it was 4:20 yesterday?
No, I did not. I don't smoke, buddy.
But I figured you would commit a school shooting. That's more up your alley.
What? fuck?
You know, I figured you would take the Columbine path rather than the weed path. No?
I don't celebrate that way? Nah.
No, okay. I was wondering how you celebrated the holidays, so you didn't do anything.
No, I did nothing.
You did nothing.
I did nothing. Let me ask you something. Socially awkward.
Yep.
Where'd you come up with it? Because it was not going to lie, and that kind of like just went somewhere.
Well, we just kind of lied a lot, so it's kind of hypocritical.
So what made you come up with this name?
So socially awkward is kind of looking in the mirror. I'm a fucking weird dude. I don't seem weird, but you know, and we'll get into it on this show, maybe not on this episode, I have had a lot of awkward relationships. You know, not only just like with women, not your traditional like partners, but with friends, family, everyone. It's a complicated matter. I think I'm a complicated guy. I think I'm just an awkward, a weird motherfucker. And I'm trying my best. But I figured let's do a show. We can call it Socially Awkward because you're awkward too.
I was going to say, was it named after me? Because I'm awkward. I don't talk, you know? So,
well, yeah, you are. So you're the guy that you bring to like a party. You're like, hey, it's my friend JD. And you're just like,
Nothing wrong with being a mute sometimes.
I don't know, man. It's
probably not on a podcast.
Probably not the best place for it. Yeah, exactly. But that's sort of the inspiration. We'll have awkward people on here. And honestly, like, we'll just talk about whatever the fuck we want. You know, we're obviously huge Kirk Minahan show fans. That's the inspiration behind this podcast.
Yep.
My favorite thing about that show from the very beginning is he just talks about what he wants to talk about. He doesn't give a shit if you care about the things he's interested in. So
you don't
want
to.
Do.
You don't want to talk much anymore, huh? Next.
I know. Well, is it him or is it the producers are just horrible at like sourcing content?
At this point, he's scared everybody away though, so they're afraid to do anything. I think you know.
Scared of what though?
Bring up anything.
What is he gonna do other than yell at them? Which is just content. Like
a lot of people don't like getting yelled at.
Yeah,
I mean, I yell at my guys all the time. You know, so I enjoy it because I see myself in him so many ways. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but whether they do really good and provide good content to talk about or bad, I don't know if you're hearing that. I don't fucking think. What the fuck is going on with this shit? I hope this is recording. We'll see. But if they do bad, it's equally beneficial to the show because he just
Correct.
Shits on them.
Yeah.
So, they're hilarious. In a win-win.
Yep. Yeah, Gus. I mean, Gus, with all his fuck-ups, I mean, he made the show on some of them. He made those episodes pretty funny.
He did. Yeah. You know? I mean, he's kind of a fucking, he's socially awkward. Like, that's a fucking bizarre dude.
I mean, I didn't watch any of the YouTubes. I listened to it, you know, because I'm on the road all the time. But like just hearing like books fly across, you just imagine that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. Kirk surrounds himself with some interesting people. I don't know. I always had a theory that Kirk, likes to have a bunch of just like people he can bully around him. I don't know if that's because he was always the leader in his friend crew or something growing up, but like he always has to be the main man in the crew.
The semi pretty girl, the six of the group of girls, they go out dancing, whatever. They have a bunch of fat girls around there, you know.
Make them look better?
And make that six look like a 10.
I think Kirk would be good with people that would stand up to him. I wish, you know, Steve was kind of still around because he had a little bit of backbone at least. But, you know, since he's been gone, it's been just a bunch of yes men. Type like mold, which is fine, right. I guess. I mean, that's what he wants. It's the Kirk Minahan show. It's not like
still entertaining, you know. Yeah. So I mean,
that's true.
Got me roped in. I listen every day.
It's true. We'll get into more of the Kirk stuff in that universe when maybe, you know, if Mick comes on. We don't know if he'll join, but we'll circle back to it. You know, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about as a theme to this podcast. And does anyone like hoops more than I do?
I don't know. That seems like a new thing for you, for me, anyways.
Wrong. No. Swish, baby. Swish, baby. No, it's not new. It's always been there. But
just buried by football.
Buried by football. But football sucks now, dude. Football's just boring. It's just boring, dude. They can't hit anymore. They can't play defense anymore.
Yeah. You can't do anything.
No. But I wanted to talk some hoops to start the show today. So we'll do some Celtics. We'll do some NBA playoffs in general, and then maybe Mick will get on and we'll just go back to some other shit. But I had a couple of notes that I wanted to hit first.
Shoot.
Why do female commentators always sound like they're 90 years old? Like, I know you watched, I don't think you watched it. You were like reading about the game, right? Or like following clips?
Yeah, I was on TikTok watching it.
The female commentator that did the thing, did the game, sound like, I don't understand why they all sound the same. They all sound like they're 90. They all sound like Sean Connery. They're always like, grand slam. Like, there's always this fake affect of voice.
Trying to get a little shtick
going. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And they're like, whatever. Whether they're good or bad at the job is irrelevant. It's just they all sound the same and have that weird fake voice, which I'm not a huge fan of.
I've never heard it. I've never heard any of them, you know. You also call a game. No, I can't comment on that one. But
you also had JJ Redick, who was on the he was on the broadcast, and like, dude, he has his podcast too. They are fucking force feeding JJ Redick down our throats.
Yet another one.
You're not a big fan?
No.
Duke?
No.
3-point shooter? You don't even know what I'm talking about. I do
know who you're talking about.
Jesus Christ.
White guy?
I'm just talking about work by myself. Mark Jackson and Van Gundy with Mike Breen is the broadcast, should be the broadcast. They need to bring those guys back. It's a joke what it's become. So that's just my pregame quick rundown on that. So obviously game one, Miami Heat, they knocked us out. We were in Miami last year when they did knock us out.
Yes, we were.
That sucked.
You just came from Miami?
Just got back. It's my yearly Miami trip.
Throw a little poison in there,
They played like they were poisoned. Yeah, that was a fucking rough game. They don't have playoff Jimmy. Jimmy Butler's out. Terry Rozier out, who they got to provide some scoring. He has some neck issue.
Yep.
On the Celtics side, we're missing my guy, Luke Kornet, big center. Obviously not a big deal with losing him. But I do have an open question about the Celtics around their bench depth. When Horford or Porzingis get in foul trouble, who's the guy? I thought it might be Kornet. But he was out injured. They have Tillman, so still TBD. I know you don't want to get down that rabbit hole, but that's the type of shit I like to geek out on. Who's the third big guy, and we don't know yet?
Hauser? I mean,
Hauser's like, he's not a big guy. He's a jump shooter.
Yeah.
He's not playing in the paint.
It's the next big guy they got, though, right?
Yeah. I guess it would be Tillman, but I don't know. But anyway, let's get to the game. First quarter. Celtics come out fucking hot.
Smoking.
9-0 run to start the game. Tatum's aggressive. He's going to the hoop. Jalen is defensively up in that what's his name? Yaquez, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Spanish dude from UCLA. He's up in his face. Porzingis is dunking on people. You know, timeout, 9-0 run. Yep. Good way to start. Everyone's feeling good. They come back out, stretch it to 14-0.
They collapse.
Well, that was the story of the day, right? Like, they would come up, and then they would kind of take the foot off the gas.
Yep.
Happened a few times. But the thing that I love about this Celtics team, I know you're not a hoop head like I am.
No, when
we talk about fucking women's, you know, tennis, you can chime in with all your inside information there. But they can switch on any assignment. So last year, We didn't have Porzingis, and we had Marcus Smart. We didn't have Drew Holiday. Yeah. Now, when they screen, when Bam Adebayo screens anyone, you can let Drew, Derek White, you know, Jaylen Brown, whoever picks it up, they can switch seamlessly. They don't have to fight around the screen.
Right.
It fucking makes them so fucking difficult to deal with because they're just playing you straight up. Like, they're just playing you, like, without bluffing, pretty much. It's like a poker analogy.
Right, right.
So, I will say, though, Jaylen Brown, sneaky shitty game.
Yeah. I didn't see his final stats. You know, I was impressed with Pritchard, though.
Pritchard's a man.
He is.
What did he end up with? Do you have his stats around?
What do you get? 19 points? Like, 8 rebounds? 5 assists? Something similar to that?
Yeah, he comes in. He's like a little spark plug. He's like a little microwave guy that's just like instant
offense.
That
week before the playoffs was good for him.
Yeah,
That was some good playing for him. Some good play time. Take control.
Building the confidence.
Yep.
And like he's your pretty much scorer off the bench.
Right off the bench, yep.
Between him and Horford coming off the bench. Hauser going, I think he was 4 for 4 out of 3. He looks like Portnoy. He looks like a young, athletic, skilled, slightly like, you know, in shape. You know,
your dog important. So you're saying important is short and fat.
Portnoy has like a weird
can't play sports. That kid was a little league legend.
My fucking
over here.
Ass, dude. We are in our studio right now. I'm gonna tell on ourselves. Let's dox ourselves.
Legend in our town.
We are in Swampscott right now. If you look over there, it's a Portnoy family household. It's literally a stone's throw away. Portnoy is a bit older than me, but never heard the dude's name once. When it comes to sports around here, did you?
Unfortunately not. But I grew up in Lynn, you know? So I know, you know, all the Lynn kids' names. So
yeah, but he makes it sound like he was like a fucking, you know, MVP superstar on, you know, in baseball or whatever you played, right?
Well, he's in the school Hall of Fame glasses and shit like that over there in Swampscott. So he must have done something.
Is he's in the Hall of Fame? No, he's not. Is he?
No, I don't know if it's a Hall of Fame, but they have like this Hall of Fame like glass case and, you know, he's up in there, so.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just donating. He also said Monty's Pizza is a 10, which is an absolute fucking
crime against humanity. Was a 10 when I was 10.
Yeah, and it cost $5, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was nice, but now it's like Elio's Pizza, so I don't know. I don't know what the situation is with that.
Yeah, that was early on in his career doing that one.
Yeah.
It's not something, I mean, now he's expanded so big.
You know,
I'd love for him to circle back on it.
I kind of wish he was more of a. He's softened with age. I guess that's normal as you get older. But like,
definitely,
there's some people that he employs that are just complete wastes of time. Like, I don't know if you follow much of the Barstool stuff, but some of like the content creators like are just like awful, and it's just surprising that he just doesn't get rid of them. Like, I don't know why.
I'm sure he weeds them out.
Who's he fired?
No one yet, but they quit on their own.
They quit on their own.
They disappear.
Kirk chases them off. Yeah. He's like the fucking, he's like HR.
There you go. He sends Kirk after him.
He's like the Gestapo. Anyway, so the Celtics roll in game one. I do want to call out one thing. You know, I'll give you whatever you want to talk about for observations. At the end of the third quarter, is 91-59.
Yep.
They are absolutely curb stomping them, right? They're hitting three after three. I think they hit more threes.
That's all this team shoots.
Than they hit regular field goals. It's insane. But they let the dudes get back into it, which I didn't love seeing because that was some of the same shit they were doing last year where they'd go up big, they'd fall in love with the three, brick it a bunch of times, let the other team come back through, you know, transition offense, and, you know, where did you go? You left the damn show.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm here.
You just fucking zoomed in on me. What's going on, man? What the fuck is going on? Anyway, so I didn't love seeing that. The other thing was the Caleb Martin dirty-ass foul.
Didn't see it. Listen.
Thanks for being prepared for the fucking show. Yeah, hey, we're talking about the Celtics. I haven't seen shit. By the way, I don't have cable.
I don't. I'll steal your password and watch more games. Okay, buddy.
Okay. Well, so do you have any thoughts about the game? Why did we put the Celtics on as content if you didn't watch the game? One,
I watched a little through TikTok Live, you know?
I don't even know what TikTok Live is.
Check it out sometime.
How much you get fucking cable? Why don't you get YouTube TV?
So
you know nothing. So I wanted to also talk about NBA playoffs, make our picks. But you don't know anything.
I do. I got a whole list here of the teams in the brackets and who I think is going to win each bracket. And I'm sure someone will surprise you because I get some underdogs.
All right. Do you have any other thoughts on the Celtics before we move on from that shit?
Yeah. Celtics in six.
Celtics in six. Celtics in five.
Yeah.
This is right, right. It's over. They're going to give one up because they're going to pull that fucking overconfident shit.
Yeah, that's game two. Then they'll lose
in Boston?
Yep. Ooh. Then they lose game three in Miami.
You think they're going to go down 2-1? No. All right. Well, we'll see.
Miami got their number, man.
Miami hasn't seen this team, though.
True. True.
Like, they have no answer. Like, when you have Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown still hasn't figured out how to drive, like dribble into left. Traffic. Yeah, like his left is still weak. I don't care if people are like, oh, you don't know ball. I don't care. He turns it over all the time. He plays pretty selfish. What I will say is he had some decent rebounds, a few assists today, so he helped in other places. But dude, offensively, like plays hero ball constantly.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating.
The one thing that we have this year that we didn't have last year, too, is Holiday.
Yeah.
And I love Marcus Smart. Love that dude.
Yep.
But Holiday is a great shooter, and he doesn't shoot. He just plays a role.
He's cool with having like 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a role, and he gets it in. And that's why the team's up.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have the other games. We'll run through those. I don't know if Mick likes hoops, but we can add Mick in here in a second. Mick's giving the thumbs up. All right. Let's get him in here. All right.
Love hoops. Watch playoff basketball all day today, guys. What's happening?
Fuck yeah. What's going on, dude?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for hopping in.
Yeah, I know. I know we had to reschedule for a little bit, so I'm glad this worked out.
Yeah, JD over here. You haven't met either of us, so nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. But JD, you know, always has scheduling conflicts. He has fucking kids and tries to act like an adult and all this shit. Fucking loser.
Hey, some of us have to be real people around here.
Yeah. This is true. We were just wrapping up some hoops talk. I saw some of the finals, but you go ahead, Jim. Throw the games at us. We'll rapid fire the bracket. We'll go through that, and then we'll talk to Mick about the other shit too.
All right. So you got the Celtics Heat.
Yeah, Celtics easily. Five games.
Five games.
Yep. I would say gentleman sweep probably is what you're looking at. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cavs of Magic.
I was surprised Magic lost the first game. I'm not gonna lie. I would have picked them to win.
Yeah, I think the first game I had Cleveland just because they're a little bit more experienced of a team. But I think it's a 7-game series. I'm going to go with Cleveland just on the experience. But Orlando scares me for the Celtics. I'm a Celtics fan, and they play the Celtics tough. I think they've played them the last 2 years. I think the Celtics have lost almost every game they've played against them. So yeah, Orlando's tough, but I'm going to take Cleveland in the series.
All right, I'm going to take the other side of that.
I got Cleveland. All right, Bucks Pacers.
Pacers bigly. Pacers, yeah, bigly.
Yeah, yeah. No Giannis. I'm out on the Bucks anyway. Even with Giannis, I don't know about that team.
Okay. They stink, and they got Doc Rivers now, who can't fucking coach his way out of a paper bag. They can't do shit. What's his name? Chris Middleton, I think is his first name. I think it's Chris. Dude is washed. Like he's a third scorer. Stoudemire can't play defense. You just pick on him, and Giannis's legs constantly explode every time it's the playoffs, and his knee or his calf or something goes. So yeah, Pacers big.
And when they lose in the first round this year, Doc's going to get bailed out by Giannis, you know, being hurt. That's what it'll be. Oh, you know, Giannis is hurt, so you can't blame Doc. He's going to get fired next year, most likely.
Okay. So we got the Knicks and Sixers.
I'm going to go Knicks. I mean, we already have a little cheat sheet. We're like, we have the one game, so I'm going to take that little benefit of the one game. Like, Embiid, I like Embiid. I don't think he's going to be able to, like, survive.
Hold the whole team up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go Knicks and six.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Got Thunder and Pelicans.
What's the deal with Zion? Is Zion dead?
He's been dead since he was drafted.
Zion's like Sean Kemp. He's like fucking overweight. He has like 17 kids probably. If Zion is playing at any point, it will be competitive. But without Zion, I don't think they got enough. I think that's like a 5-game series if Zion's out the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is the best possible matchup for the Thunder for like an inexperienced team playoff round. You know, the Pelicans, especially without Zion, they don't scare really anybody. So I'd go 5 games probably. OKC.
Okay.
You marking these down?
No.
I'm glad we got it on the record.
Is that my job? Clippers and Mavericks.
Dude, Mavs got beat down. We were in here. I was stunned. Stunned. No Kawhi.
I know.
Yeah, so what's going on there? Is Kawhi going to play?
He hasn't played what?
He hasn't played for 10 a little games? Bit. Is that what it is?
Something like that. It's been a while.
Man, I would have bet heavy knowing that Kawhi was out this series, but the way they came out, I know they're home, so they probably needed to win one of the two to stretch a series out. I'm still going to go with Dallas because Luka's just probably, I don't know, second best player, third best player in the league. Kyrie, I know you love him, JD.
He's good. Oh, yeah. He's an asshole, but he's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Dallas, even down a game. I'll go Dallas. We're going the distance, 7.
Okay. I would have told you Dallas before today. And it wasn't just the fact the Clippers won, is the way they won. Paul George didn't really go off. Nobody really played well other than Harden. And, you know, they won pretty handedly. Now that could be Dallas. Dallas shot the shit. They were terrible shooting night. So we'll see. I'll go Clippers in 7.
Okay.
Timberwolves, Suns. I don't know. I didn't even know Timberwolves was still a team, man.
Are you serious?
No, I did. But I'm like relevant, though.
Anthony Edwards is as relevant as it gets right now. I know you obviously don't know ball. It's okay, Jim.
Football.
You're a football guy. That's fine. When it's football season in 3 months
Thursday,
from now, we'll talk.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Get the draft.
Minnesota is going to... I actually think Kevin Durant at this point is going to be the poster child of just getting spanked by the young superstars going forward. I think he's just like at that age. He's like 36-ish. I'm just completely guessing. He's up.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So Anthony Edwards is going to clown him, I think, a little bit. And I think that team is just not deep enough. I don't like what they Beal sucks. I don't know.
No, I think this is going to be kind of the not passing of the torch, but this is Anthony Edwards kind of taking the spot of, you know, a top three player in the league, top five player in the league. Kevin Durant, like you're saying, 36 or whatever he is. I don't see him. But Booker can get you a game or two. So the Suns didn't play well at all in game one. So I think it's going to be a lot more competitive for the rest of the series, but I still like them. And yeah, I like Minnesota.
Hear that?
Nice drop.
Swish. See? Yeah. Go ahead. Stupid. Is that it?
You get the Lakers and Nuggets. Last one.
Dude, if the Lakers couldn't have pulled out that last game, like that was as good as they can play, honestly. They had AD and LeBron playing solidly. They had role players, I think, put up decent points. They still got rolled towards the end there. They had no gas left. I don't know. I was kind of hoping for a series here, but I think Denver's going to in 5.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Gentleman's sweep as well. Denver's Jokic is just too good. I mean, he really and Murray turns into a different player in the playoffs. He regular season Jamal Murray's pretty damn good. You know, he's fine. The playoffs, he becomes a different guy.
Looks like you got your hoops guy right here.
I got my hoops guy.
I love hoops. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if anything I'm saying is right, but I watch it.
Good thing JD's taking diligent notes right now, so we can go back and see.
Let me circle back in.
All right. So obviously, we're going to move away from the hoops.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Mick, because I wanted to have you on. First off, this is the first episode. It's called Socially Awkward. Figured of all the socially awkward people in the KMS world, you are the perfect one. And I will give you credit. Your last appearance was probably the best episode, I would say.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
For a significant chunk of time. So thank you for giving us the insight to your like insanity and like entertaining the masses with that.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. And thank you for having me on, first of all. I always think the more honest you can be with your crazy, the better it's for everybody. Because I feel like trying to hide it, there's no benefit to that. You know, when I went on KMS for the first few times, I was trying to be like, I don't know, professional. You know, like put together, and I'm like, that's just not who I am. I was trying to impress Kirk. I want to be a producer and show you I can do this, do that. And it was just shut up and be, just be yourself. So, yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on. And what's the plan with the show? Like, do you guys have a direction with it? Is there?
Man, killing time. Right? I mean, we're just talking about whatever at this point. So, no plan is sometimes a good plan. Me and Jim are old friends. We both have a couple kids apiece, so we just like to, shoot the shit. And yeah. I don't know if this is going to make it on the network. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if sports talk is even allowed, but we'll drop it if they like.
I think it's a open market, laissez-faire right now, as they would say.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about your insanity, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to, if you're cool with expanding on some of your comments open from the book. Other day. And open I know book. JD actually is supportive of you in many cases. So we'll see.
Thank you, JD.
Number one is the brother situation. still like Jim, JD, yep. You are a big brother.
Yes, I am.
Me and Mick are little brothers. So we're all brothers. We all have a brother. From the point of view of like if Al used to like bean on you and stuff, which he said, you know, and it doesn't sound like that was the case.
Yeah, still nothing crazy.
Clear the animosity.
I think a lot of it is built up. I think a lot of the animosity for me is just to do with this show and supporting what I'm doing right now. You know, he'll tell me he supports it, but then he'll also shit all over it. And then when it benefits me, you know, the one time it benefits me in 4 years, basically, he starts to jump all over it and wants in on it and, you know, starts doing things that I'm asking him not to do. So from his perspective, he's like, hey, you're telling me not to support you when you're telling me to support you. And then you're saying, oh, you don't like the support. I get that. But it's also like, no, man, if this is the type of support, then I don't want anything at all. So that, and then I'm the ungrateful younger brother. And then it leads to everything else. But he sounds like, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you guys heard the episode. It sounds like Al has more animosity towards me. Maybe I'm wrong, but he had a lot of stuff built up from over the years where he was like, you know, the wedding thing, that wedding story is stuck with him. I mean, he will not get over that for the rest of his life. It's a bad look for me to send the text the day of the wedding to ask, hey, do you really need me to come do this? But that being said, I was there and everybody had a good time. Where we're at, I don't really know. I think where we're always at, we have an up and down relationship. I love him. I hate him. And I would do anything for him, but I also at times will do nothing for him. I won't answer his phone call at times because he makes me mad. So,
Jim, you have a brother who you don't even talk to.
Correct.
He actually just, he's expecting a daughter or something?
I guess.
And he never told you?
Nope.
Which I find very strange. Yeah.
What was the fallout there, JD? If you don't mind. Are you going to be vague?
No. It started, as kids and just like punking them or whatever when we were little kids and stuff like that. And then he was getting married. I didn't agree with the girl. And
It has nothing to do with you. That's ridiculous.
What's that?
You didn't agree with the girl? You're not fucking the girl. What do you care?
But I didn't agree with the girl's motives and stuff like that. And heard rumors about her being a cheater and shit like that. So I tried to let him know about it and he wanted no part of it. And then he gets married in like Timbuktu and wants everybody to go up there. I go up there. There's like problems with me and my ex at the time. And so I walked out on the wedding.
Oh, no.
Kind of left him there for somebody else to hold my spot.
Oh, I love that.
And he's never let me down on that one. So
I love it.
So we haven't talked since then, really. I mean. But they ended up getting divorced like 3 years
later. I was just going to say.
So, so I was like, I told you so.
I was just going to say, did you get the I told you so at least?
Yeah. I got the I told you so. So, but I mean, it was kind of dickish that, you know, that I walked away, but it was, you know, we just don't get along. So,
yeah. You
know,
it's
more that, you know, I'm the older brother, but it was always like everything he did was like the best, you know?
Yeah.
Through parents of course. And shit like that. So,
hard to believe. Not hard to believe it all. But here's the difference. Mick actually likes his sister-in-law.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we get along. Yeah. We went to high school together as well. So, like, we've known each other our whole lives.
So, that's got to make it extra kind of... It's weird. So, do you talk to her at all? Like,
Yeah, but not like... I mean, you know...
Like texting her and be like, hey, how's it going?
No, not yet. I'm like, hey, what's up? But, she's pregnant right now. I don't know. He said that on the show. He's having his child. And so like, I'd text her a couple times, just like, you know, every 2 weeks or something. Hey, you need anything? Hope you're feeling good. Just stuff like that. But really, we don't have like a really like a social relationship. Like we don't go out together all the time or anything like that. But like family parties, we'll sit next to each other. We'll talk. We'll, you know, stuff like that.
All right. Here's the other one. Feel free to comment or not, but the girlfriend story is the weird one.
Oh yeah.
That's the one I want to get to. The brother one is fine. Like, brothers fucking suck.
And brothers are brothers,
at the same
right?
time. It is what it is.
It happens.
I thought your brother did have some animosity. The whole bartending thing. It's like, dude, then get a fucking bartender. You know what I mean? No, right. Don't ask your brother to do it. Like, yeah. That's kind of on him as well, especially knowing you're the bachelor party and all that shit. But the girlfriend thing, you were together for 7 years.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
The Cancun thing, which I'm kind of like with Kirk on, I don't even know why you can't. At that, like 7 years in, you're almost like, please leave. Like, give me some space. I'm so surprised that you were headed, took issue with that first. And then second, like, was that really like the straw that broke the back? So you're like, all right, well, if you're going, fuck it, I'm done. Like, how did the conversation happen where you guys broke up?
All right. So I'm going to let you in on everything here. I haven't told this part on KMS yet. Like I guess like the real details, like 6 months ago, I would say right around end of the summer, right around like end of July, whenever that is. That's however long ago that was. We started having the conversation of like, what are we doing going forward? Are we moving out? Are we staying, you know, are we going to stay dating, but not living together? Like, what's our plans here? Started having those conversations and they were productive. They were good conversations. They weren't like, there was no animosity. There was no arguments. It was all like, oh, okay. I want this to happen. I want this to work. We both were on the same page and both were starting to save money. That was another big thing. Like, hey, let's start to save money to move out. So my goal for the last 6 months was to save money and move out. And was just under that impression that we both were. And then she, somewhere maybe in the last 3 months, when it got really kind of dicey between us, is when we started like arguing more. You know, she didn't seem like she really wanted to move out. And then I'm like, well, if you don't want to move out, then why am I, you know, saving this money? Why am I, you know, having this lifestyle right now if I'm acting as if I'm going to be moving out? You know, and then it got to the point where it was like, I don't know if this is right. You know, then those conversations start happening. So then it's like, okay, well, what are we doing here? And before the Cancun trip got announced, I would say a week before, we had a big blowout fight. We had a blowout fight. Nothing crazy, but like yelling at each other over the phone. Like, she stormed out of my house and then we were yelling at each other over the phone. And it basically
over, like, the money and savings or completely.
It was over the direction of the relationship. It was over basically like, well, I mean, if you're saying you want this to work, but you don't want to, you know, progress the relationship, and what the fuck are we doing? Like, we're not in high school. So I don't know. Like, I'm getting to the point now where we got to kind of make decisions. And she just, you know, stormed out. And then maybe I would say a few days went by, and the next thing you knew, she literally was like, yeah, I'm going to Cancun with my dad and mom. I was like, what? I was like, you hate your dad, or you hate your stepmom and you hate your dad. Like, that was another big thing. She didn't get along with them. Right. So it's like, from my perspective, they hadn't talked in years. Me and her were supposed to be saving money and doing all this. Our relationship's on the fritz. And she walks up to me and says, hey, by the way, I'm not saving money. I don't really know where we're at. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. And I'm going to Cancun with my family who hates you. And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, can I come? No, God, no. All right. Well, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where, you know? So that you ask, why did I care that she was going to Cancun? Like, I should celebrate that. Normally I would, if we were on good terms and we had moved out or something like that. And like, you know, we lived together for 5 years and she was like, you know, I got a week off from her. That sounds great. I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's not what it was. That it was more of like a, you're not really committed to this. Am I wasting my time type of thing?
Was the trip all expenses paid by her family or did she come out of pocket with that?
So it was, but then this is my thing. I was like, I would never expect them to pay for me. So I was like, if they would, that's nice of them. But I would have paid for myself and her, you know, we would have went together. That's what I would just assume. That was my whole, I assumed that was happening. That was.
Oh, Jim, is that your phone? What's going on? Nope,
not my phone.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. So she went to Cancun and kind of weird, but Kirk kind of pointed this out. I'm sure you heard it. He kind of pointed out a moment in the show where it felt like your brother was trying to get you with, like, you know, she's back, right?
Yeah.
Was that just like, was that just clunkiness? Were you just caught off guard? You knew she was back? Or like, what was that?
No. So when he said that, I was kind of like, I didn't know if he was trying to fuck around or not when he was originally saying it. Like, I think he said like, I forget how he brought it up, but then he was like, well, I thought I saw her driving. And then I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I thought I saw her driving. Is she just telling you? And I was kind of like, what? And I go, what is it?
He's like fucking with you when he did.
Yeah, like, I didn't know. I just didn't realize. My reaction was bad because I didn't know what he said. And then I was like, okay, well, if she's here, then that's weird. But then I'm like, I don't even care because it doesn't matter to me. I'm like, it really doesn't matter to me. I think she had gotten back the day before. Which would make sense because I think it was the weekend before. So yeah, I think it was like a 5-day trip, and she left like the Saturday of the Masters or what, I don't know, something like that. It was a when he said that though, I was like, "What the?" I was like, "How the hell did you see her?" Like, what?
Yeah, it was weird. It felt like you made a point earlier. Like, I thought Al might have been more like more animosity. I think he was just more like kind of low blowish throughout the whole thing. He made some like the fucking like little league thing, which is irrelevant because you're a kid. Like this. The examples he used were to needle you and fuck with you. You were just like, bro, just like support me on my stuff. So.
Right. This is the thing too, and Al. So you say that, right? This is where I would say, like Al, he makes it about Al, and like that's where I'm like, hey, this is kind of like my show, and like not the Kirk Minahan show, but like with Beyond Average stuff like that. Like he would do that on my podcast. He would like do that type of needling and be like, oh, this stupid show. I'm like, dude, all right, well, if we're doing it, then we're doing it. You can't just like pretend like we're not. And I don't know. I feel like he has that too cool for school attitude with a lot of different things, and that's the biggest beef in our relationship is like, I don't have that at all. I'm the exact opposite. People think I think about myself, or I think like highly about myself, and I don't at all. And Al tells you he doesn't think highly about himself, but he does.
And Al pretty much made the admission that he's just like, didn't even really like your girlfriend, if I remember that correctly, which kind of,
yeah, that wasn't surprising. That wasn't very surprising. I mean, she wasn't the most like friendly, but she was just a quiet person. I don't know, very quiet person. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't, her and Al didn't have a great relationship, but they didn't have a bad relationship.
Yeah. I mean, and they don't have to have a relationship
at all. Exactly.
That's the crazy thing.
As long as they don't hate each other. Like, that's really.
All right. Any, Jim?
No, I was on mix side all of a sudden. I didn't know it was laid out like that, you know? So I think I would want to get it like squared away before she went away too. So I'm going there. I think I'm on his side on that part. Like, you know, I get you, like you said, going away.
Yeah.
And being with, you know, I was with someone for 15 years. She wants to leave for 2 weeks, go. But where there's so many unanswered questions, it's like, okay, I want to go, not to go for a vacation, but to go to, because there's still so many unfinished questions and stuff like that. And that delayed time, anything could sway someone a different way. You know?
It sounds so like she was already done with the relationship, just didn't want to say it.
I mean, so that's what it sounds like now, right?
I've said to that to her. I said, I think you gave up on this relationship 6 months ago and didn't realize it until about 3 months ago when you started saying like, oh, you weren't sure. But I was like, that's the vibe I got. And
she used the vacation as her away time.
I think maybe I'm crazy. I think she knew my reaction was going to be very poor to this. And I think
she waited until it was time to go so she can go away and don't have to deal with you for that week.
She's like, I'm putting my phone down. This is like, I don't have to deal with them. That's a good move. Good on her.
It's a good chess move. Let me ask you this, though. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
That's all right.
When was the last time you guys, did the thing? Like, was there like some indicators before that you're like, oh, we haven't fucked for like in 3 months? This is a little strange.
No, it definitely got a little distant. I would say we didn't spend a lot of time together. So I mean, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I didn't get the breakup sex. I'll give you that. I didn't get the breakup sex. That sucks. Probably like a week before. Probably like a week. Yeah, no, that is the one good thing about breaking up is the breakup sex. So that's I guess it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Sometimes, and you haven't talked to her since, huh? After.
No, it was
comes after.
She yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's very
two
true.
2 months later, you're both fucking.
Yeah, if someone tells me that we're not gonna be talking too much, I think she's gonna realize like, why was I ever with this fucking idiot?
Someone's gonna go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
With friends, and then be a text, and then you know, whatever happens, happens.
She had texted my mom because my mom had got her a birthday card, and she had said like, did your mom get my text or something like that? And then I texted my mom. I go, did just text you? And she said, yeah, I didn't really know what to say. I was like, oh, she was like, I was going to ask you if you want me to. I was like, yeah, of course. So yeah, my mom's ride or die.
That's cool. Oh man. All right, Jim, what do you got? You said you had some points that you agreed with them on. So the girlfriend, you think you agree with?
Yep.
The brother thing.
I feel like, I'm in the same shoes as him on some things where like, but mine is reverse, you know, little brother acting like he's better than me and stuff like that. And always like shitting on me, you know, my life choices.
I'd have a hard time not smacking him upside the head though. Honestly,
my brother,
or well, both your brothers, like his brother, Mick's brother is like, just trying to embarrass him, right?
Right.
That's the kind of the what he's doing. Your brother's just a
he's a silent dick, like just you know, cockiness, bigger than me, better than me. But the way I look at it, I go financial. I make more money than you. So
there it is.
I have better things than you. So.
There it is. And you know what I said, Al? I'm like, yeah, well, Nicole's the breadwinner. I'll give him that one. I'm like, yeah, Nicole's the breadwinner out of you two. He fucking hates it.
All right, so let's talk about one other big thing that came out, which you didn't seem to be too excited about. You are the next producer at Batman. It sounds like you either are you just in a mode, and I think I kind of get where you're feeling. It's just like you're like when it happens, I'll be excited. I'm not going to get excited until like it's in hand, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this is what Kirk meant by that. Is if Justin died tomorrow, which nobody wants, then yeah, you would be the producer because I trust you to produce this show now or something along the line. Like I trust you for the content and I don't think you would screw it up and you know, that sort of thing. But that being said, I don't think Kirk has any plans to replace those guys. I think they're both younger guys who are going to be in it for a long time. If it all goes well with the show and it starts, they keep growing, they're doing the live shows. Why would you have to replace either of them? I'll take the compliment.
I don't think Coleman's there, though.
Yeah.
You think Coleman's going to has that staying power?
Listen, I doubted Coleman in the beginning. I thought I gave him like 3 months. I said, if he can survive the first 3 months and like adapt, then his personality has grown where it's like he used to be just boring on the show, but now it's like boring interesting, where it's like he says stupid things and it's like, it's almost like, how can you be this like out of touch? Like, how does a kid not know who like Joe DiMaggio is or someone like that? Like, yep. It's just random stuff where it's almost like it's becoming kind of funny how ridiculous it is.
It's like, how does someone not know who Anthony Edwards is? You know what I mean?
I think it's more I don't think Kirk has a plan to fire one of them and offer me the job or anything like that. So,
yeah, I don't think he has a plan. Definitely don't get that read either. But like, Kirk seems fucking obviously miserable. His last show with Mutt on there, he was just like, I just want to be done with this. This show makes me angry. I was wanting to quit, and I just feel like that's a direct tie back to. Like the performance of like the talent around him, he just feels like he's carrying everything right now. I don't know. You're closer to that situation than I am, obviously, but that's sort of the read I get as a listener.
Yeah. On the show, I think like a day-to-day aspect, I think they've been better at helping him kind of carry like the load of the show and, you know, not just having Kirk talk or the guest talk, like those guys can be part of the conversation and not sound stupid. I think at the live show is very evident that, I don't know if you guys were there, it was very, very evident that those guys were just nervous and they didn't really add to any of it, you know, the content of the show, but you know, the production was fine, but the actual content of the show, they just didn't, I don't remember one thing they said. So I think
the Plymouth show, I'd be nervous as
fuck. Yeah. I get it. Yes. I get it completely.
My pants the whole episode.
Exactly. I get it completely. So I think their biggest, goal that night was to have everything go smooth technically, but on the show, I think they're starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, Coleman's brother almost set my fucking girlfriend on fire.
That's right. That's right. Chris Coleman. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what level magician would give him.
I think he should be on the show over.
Yeah, it'd be funny, right?
His brother.
Yes.
It'd be great, right?
He's whacked out. He's just whacked out.
I know. He was screaming too. He was all into it.
All right, Jim, what else you got? Any questions for Mick?
No questions. Not at all. No, I mean, I do think that, if Mick was to become the producer, it throws a better show with Kirk because Mick is not afraid to, bark back at him. None of the other producers have barked back like, you know, Mick has.
I think
that might scare Mick. Scare Kirk. We had talked about
him.
Well, no, we had talked about he doesn't like the confrontation, you know?
I think, JD, he would get, if anything, like he might get annoyed, that sort of thing, where it's like, just shut the fuck up. Like, just shut the fuck up. I'm not trying to go. And that's the problem. I think that would be an issue. I think that would be a real issue, is where it's like, he just wanted me to shut the fuck up and I wouldn't. And yeah, but
it's good content though.
Yeah, I certainly, but I do. There's times in there where I'll get my foot, you know, I catch myself my foot in my mouth, where I'll try to like argue a point against him and he just fucking screams at me. I'm like, all right, well, that didn't go too well.
See, the shit that would throw me off with like being in the producer role is like the technical stuff. I feel like anyone can learn over time, even someone as dumb as like Matande, right? Like love Matande, but like, he can figure that out, right?
Right.
It's the probing into your fucking personal life that would freak me out. So it's like for you in the last episode, you gave up a lot of your personal like kind of boundaries. So I don't know if I can do that. Like, at what point did you kind of have to just come to grips and be like, hey, I want to do this as a potential job down the road. I just need to fucking let everything fly because I would struggle with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started Beyond Average, we talked about a lot of personal stuff. We would talk about just like everything. And I guess when I did the producer search, I don't look at myself as like a stand-up comedian type of funny. I think it's more of like a laugh at me, try to be a little self-deprecating, stuff like that. So I figured to be interesting and get people kind of invested into you, be honest with like your life. And, you know, I have kind of crazy shit that's happening. I got a crazy girlfriend situation. I had my brother and it was all real stuff that was happening in the moment. And I'm like, it's really going to be the best type of content because it's right on my mind. I mean, it's the only thing that's on my mind. So I just brought it to the show. And I think Kirk, I don't know if he taught me that or just over the years of watching him, I think he's the best at that side of the thing. Like just bring on real life situations to the show and kind of mixing the two and, you know, a cross between like reality and the show. That to me was like, I think the best way. And I think it's the best type of like radio podcast to listen to. It's very interesting when it's actually about somebody's real life happening, you know?
Yeah. Is there any point though, like even like, you know, 1%, whatever, like, is there any part of you that feels like you're kind of being used by Kirk for content, right? Like he's pulling some personal information out of you and entertaining his fan base sort of at your expense at some times, right? Like do you, and like he's discarded people from the universe. Like he has no problem.
Right.
Like see you later to whatever, Carano and some of those other guys that have like helped with content earlier. Do you ever sit back and go, shit, like this is fun and all, but like, is this just for Kirk's like benefit? Like, I don't know. I'm just curious like what you're, what.
No, it's
what
a fair question. I know what you're saying. I think, used is the wrong word. Underappreciated at times, maybe like earlier, not now, you know, especially earlier when I didn't know if I was actually gonna like be on the show anymore or anything like that. Like that, and then definitely I felt maybe underappreciated, but no, never used. I think with anything though, like anything that I say on the show, I'm responsible for. And any, you know, anything that I want to bring up, I do hopefully that. I do because I hope that people are interested in it. You know, like I'm bringing it up to hopefully because the audience can get something from it and Kirk can be interested in it and we can make a segment on the show about it. But I mean, he's never said like, hey, if you don't start doing this, then I'm not going to have you on or anything like that. So, I mean, no, I've never felt used. Cause again, yeah, I think I'm responsible for every word that I say on that show.
All right. Well, thank you for hopping on. We won't keep you too long.
Thank you.
You know, this is our just first go at it. So, you know, would love to have you on again if we keep doing this. I don't know, JD, if he's going to do this again. We'll see. But
I'll come on anytime you guys want. I'll definitely retweet the show. If you tweet it out, just make sure you tag me in it or whatever. I'll retweet it. And hopefully if you need help getting guests too in like the KMS world, I'll reach out to people and tell them that you guys are doing this.
Cool. No, I appreciate that. Mick, I'm going to reach out to you. And on that note, we will be back. We're going to record again on Thursday night. Probably drop either Thursday evening or Friday morning, depending on what time we wrap up. Aside from that, any parting words, gentlemen?
I think I'm good.
No. Yeah, all right. Good to hear.
All right, boys. See you.
Take it easy, guys.